Public health officials under the Biden administration failed to warn the public of the myocarditis risk associated with COVID-19 vaccines and actively downplayed that risk, according to a U.S. Senate report released today. The report, issued by the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, reveals previously redacted information from government records recently obtained by subpoena and by earlier requests under the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. The records show how U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, officials under Biden avoided issuing a formal warning to the American public despite a safety signal that the COVID-19 vaccines could cause myocarditis and pericarditis, especially in young men. Later today, the subcommittee will hold a hearing entitled, "The Corruption of Science and Federal Health Agencies, How Health Officials Downplayed and Hid Myocarditis and Other Adverse Events Associated with the COVID-19 Vaccines." Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, the subcommittee chair, wrote in the report's executive summary that the records reveal three facts. U.S. health officials knew about the risks of myocarditis. Those officials downplayed the health concern, and U.S. health agencies delayed informing the public about the risk of the adverse event. In addition to the report, Johnson today also released the more than 2,400 pages of documents obtained by his subpoena to HHS. "Sadly, this report confirms what we have long suspected and proven," said Children's Health Defense, CHD, CEO Mary Holland. "It underscores the aberrant science and extreme cover-ups that were endemic during the COVID era." Holland cited a peer-reviewed study published in October 2022 by CHD senior research scientist Carl Jablonowski and CHD chief scientific officer Brian Hooker, showing that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, knew there was a safety signal for myocarditis more than 3 months before warning the public. The study documented that as early as February 19, 2021, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, AVIRS, co-managed by the CDC and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, showed a strong, statistically significant vaccine adverse event signal for myocarditis in males 8 to 21 years of age. Yet the CDC waited until late May 2021 to alert the public. According to the report released today, the CDC first warned the public on May 28, 2021, by posting an online clinical considerations note about myocarditis risk for COVID-19 vaccines. The report also revealed that the CDC initially considered issuing a more formal public alert that would have been sent to healthcare practitioners nationwide via its Health Action Network. However, agency officials decided against it. According to the CDC, its Health Alert Network is the agency's primary method of sharing cleared information about urgent public health incidents with public information officers, federal, state, territorial, tribal, and local public health practitioners, clinicians, and public health laboratories. Holland said it will take great skill and effort to restore the public's trust in its public health agencies and officials after this extreme irresponsibility toward the American public. Commenting on the new report, Hooker said, "It is so encouraging that Senator Johnson is bringing this entire cover-up regarding COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis to light." He added, "The corrupt CDC and FDA officials who stonewalled the truth need to be held to account for the huge increases in cardiac issues seen, especially among young adult males." Report reveals records that should have been provided years ago. The subcommittee called the new report an interim report because the HHS is still in the process of handing over documents subpoenaed by Johnson. In late January, Johnson subpoenaed HHS for COVID vaccine safety records after writing more than 70 congressional oversight letters to HHS officials and its health agencies during the Biden administration. In the letters, Johnson requested information on COVID-19 vaccine adverse events and related communications. Biden HHS officials either completely ignored or inadequately addressed the requests, according to the report. Now, the report states, under a new administration and a new HHS secretary, HHS is beginning to produce records, pursuant to the chairman's subpoena, that should have been provided years ago, without redactions, to Congress and the public. A spokesperson for the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations told reporters that the report builds on the work of many journalists and researchers who tried to make data about the COVID-19 vaccine's cardiac risks public. The spokesperson said, Some of the people we want to credit are Brenda Belletti, Ed Berkovich, Brian Hooker, Amy Kelly, Zachary Stieber, Naomi Wolf, and many others who worked persistently to expose the truth about the association of myocarditis with the COVID-19 vaccines. We are grateful for their efforts. CDC, FDA didn't update VSafe program to track cardiac issues. Although journalists and scientists had previously reported some of the material covered in the new report, the report reveals some new data. For instance, the report revealed documentation showing that top U.S. public health officials at HHS, CDC, FDA, and the National Institutes of Health, NIH, in April 2021 were warned that VSafe, another safety surveillance system, could miss possible cases of cardiac adverse events because it failed to include cardiac symptoms in its pre-programmed list of vaccine side effects for individuals to check off. CDC and FDA officials opted not to update the VSafe program to include cardiac-related symptoms, the report said. According to the report, CDC and FDA officials also failed to take further steps to account for cases of underreporting in VERS. Although reports in VERS require verification before they can be confirmed as vaccine-related injuries or deaths, the system has historically been shown to report only 1% of actual vaccine adverse events. Peter Marks appeared still ignorant of VERS safety signal in May 2021. Additionally, the report revealed drafted notes for a May 24, 2021, confidential meeting of the CDC's Vaccine Safety Technical Workgroup for the COVID-19 vaccine, which acknowledged a VERS safety signal for myopericarditis in young people. The notes contained the question, is VERS signaling for myopericarditis, and the answer, for the age groups 16 to 17 years and 18 to 23 years, yes. The report also reveals that 3 days later, Dr. Peter Marks expressed concern about alerting the public to the risk of myocarditis from COVID-19 vaccines. On May 27, 2021, Marks, then director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, emailed Dr. Rochelle Walensky, then director of the CDC, and copied Dr. Janet Woodcock, a former FDA official. In the email, Marks appeared unaware or ignorant of the VERS signal mentioned in the May 24, 2021, CDC meeting notes. He wrote, "I need to ask for your patience with me. We still have concerns here if myocarditis and pericarditis have not actually signaled." The report also makes public previously redacted Biden White House talking points used on May 25, 2021, just 3 days before the CDC finally posted its clinical considerations about myocarditis. The talking points, which were emailed to Walensky, then National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci, and then NIH Director Francis Collins, made misleading claims about the efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccines and downplayed the risk of myocarditis. The fact that the Biden administration previously redacted the 17 pages of talking points in response to a FOIA request reveals the absurdity of the administration's attempt to hide information from the public, the report said. According to the report, the 17-page document contains all the talking points the public heard ad nauseum from public health officials throughout the spring and summer of 2021 and into 2022. There is nothing new revealed in the unredacted document that needed to be hidden, which raises the question, why did the Biden administration obstruct the subcommittee's efforts to obtain it? Perhaps they were embarrassed by how misleading the talking points are in retrospect.